This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not going to be able to give you the biggest problem. The biggest problem is we didn't play good run defense. I mean, we didn't, as a defense complete, we didn't do it. And that's not going to be good enough. There's nobody in that locker room that thinks that's good enough. That's disappointing.
So that's John Harbaugh after a game in which the Detroit Lions rushed for 224 yards. He said, I can't give you specifics. He also pointed to the have to watch the tape a few times before he can really give you specifics. But obviously, it was a lousy performance from the defense on Monday night.
I mean, it's been a lousy defense more often than not under Zach Orr.
Yes.
And even again, we talked about it last year. When it got back to being a highly functional, competent defense, it still wasn't a big takeaway defense. It wasn't a big play defense. It was a keep everything in front of you defense, a keep it simple, stupid defense. But I didn't think it was a master's level playoff caliber defense. And the 10 weeks preceding that, it was the worst pass defense in the NFL. So I think this is deep-seated. I think it has issues in personnel. I think it has issues in culture. They weeded out a couple coaches who were seen as bad apples. We all loved the Pagano hire, yet here we are a month into the season, and they're fighting desperately not to be 1-3 again, mm-hmm. and they're looking like abject failures defensively in the fourth quarter. And there's issues playing man. There's issues playing zone. There's issues understanding close and late situations at the end of halves and when to keep a guy in bounds and when to let him go out of bounds. There's issues with tackling. There's issues with pass rush.
There's issues.
And now, on top of all that, without Matabike, I think he can run all over him all day long.
It's not only that they got ran over. They got ran over up the gut. They gave up 207 of the 224 between the tackles. What makes it way worse for me is you're getting blown off the ball. Your interior defensive linemen are getting blown off the ball. And then your linebackers, they just weren't there. It was non-existent.
So they couldn't stop the run, and they couldn't get to the quarterback. Harbs, what about the pass rush?
Yeah, we'll go back and look at the number, the calls. And we sent some number five-man rushes. We had a couple six-man rushes. We got to get better pass rush. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, to your point, that's not going to be good enough ever. So we got to figure it out. We got to have an answer for that.
They had five quarterback hits and no sacks in that football game. Meanwhile, the Lions have 30 pressures, according to PFF.
Their edge group had 60 pass rush reps. They had six pressures. A 10% collective pressure rate from your edge defenders against a bad quarterback is going to be compromising your ability to win. Against a good quarterback, it's totally undermined. And then when you also now can't stop the run, mm-hmm. and the middle of the field's open for business, not just throwing to running backs and crossers to receivers and anything you want to tight ends like it's been the last few years, but now it's open for gut runs. Woo-wee. It's a lot to fix in a short period of time.
I also think something that's really telling, and we talked about this a lot following the Bills playoff game, the Eagles game during the regular season, Adafe Owe, despite putting on all that weight, he got outsnapped significantly by Tavius Robinson and the rookie Mike Green, where Owe just 28 snaps compared to Tavius 54 and Mike Green 52. So they still don't trust him on the field in those situations where team is going to run the football.
I think he put that weight on for early downs. And a beefed up Owe with no BK and no Van Noy is not gonna help you win in the run game. He could put on another 100 pounds and you might have a
or you can get Michael Pierce back in uniform. He looks
change of position.
Yeah. Not only did the Ravens not get to the quarterback, well, their quarterback was got to. Lamar Jackson was sacked 7 times, which tied the most times he's been sacked in a game. So Lamar, why were you sacked so much?
Man, them guys were doing stunts and they had a spy. And sometimes the spot was, they was grabbing my leg, and that's just what it was. You know, guys was, they were dropping the coverage, got 3 safeties back there, and I'm just not going to throw a Hail Mary ball, you know. I'm going to read the coverage out and then try to make something happen.
Jason, I said this to you yesterday. This reminded me of one of those games in Pittsburgh from years past. It's the first time I've seen Lamar uncertain in a while as to for what he was seeing. The Lions did a really good job of, quite frankly, confusing Lamar Jackson at times, and he wasn't assertive as far as his decision-making.
No, they rattled him. They started to win up front. They've got really active, fast linebackers who understood the assignment and were able to keep him penned in. They caged him in. They caught him from behind when he stepped up in the pocket. I think the offensive line had something to do with that. They got his internal clock all screwed up. We talked about it yesterday, 3.4 seconds to throw, ain't called flying in the NFL. You better be making some serious Superman hero ball plays on extended busted plays to make those numbers work, especially when you're getting beat up front like they were. And if you're running 3-man routes because you got to get, you know, a fullback on the field to help block and this or that, and one of those three or potential three as a running back you never throw to, then, and they've got 6 back because they don't have to bring numbers to create this havoc up front. So if they got 6 in the back and 5 up front and you've got 1 wide receiver, 1 tight end and a running back who you never throw to as potential targets, that's what Lamar was saying there. The math don't math. And when I tried to turn something into nothing, and at times he held the ball too long before he did that, they've got me caged in and they're catching me from behind. And my linemen are running upfield without their head on a swivel, realizing the block's behind me, not in front of me, then guess what? That's what it looks like.
I think it's a combination of everything. I know he answered the question when asked about if there's extra pressure on him in the offense because the defense is struggling, and he said all the right things, but you can't say that that's not in the back of his head. And it looked like, definitely at times, he wasn't trusting the offensive line, and he was trying to do too much. But if you just look at the box score, fantastic numbers, but there were definitely multiple negative plays, you know, you can attribute to Lamar Jackson in that game trying to do too much.
Let's get back to the defense. Kyle Hamilton speaking after the game. What'd you think of the run defense, Kyle?
Definitely not where we wanted to be. No excuses can be made at this point.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
if it's not one thing, it's another, and we just got to patch everything up right now. Just take it for granted. Our run defense, it's been pretty good the whole time I've been here. But when a team runs the ball like that, it just demoralizes you more than passing the ball.
He seemed to be, and Bone, you were in the room, he seemed to be sort of frustrated, at his wit's end. You could tell that he was not of sound, not sound, but he was not thrilled.
He took it personally, yeah. And he should. It was an embarrassing performance by that defense, and Kyle, not saying this is all Kyle Hamilton, because it wasn't, but Kyle Hamilton's highest paid safety in the NFL, and you take on more of a leadership role when you get that type of bag, and for the defense to get ran over like that, and his words, it's demoralizing. It's demoralizing when you know the opposing team is going to run the football up the gut and you can't stop it.
Want to hear more from Kyle Hamilton?
Yeah, man.
He was
good. Are we going to hear more about Nnamdi Matabike's status? Today?
A little later today.
I
noticed. They
pushed it back. By the way, the Ravens.
Like 2 days between when they play the game and when they talk next.
Jeff Schreibeck reporting the Ravens have signed veteran defensive tackle Taven Bryan, a former first-round pick in 2018, the Jaguars, to the practice squad. So 11 and a half career sacks, 154 career tackles, but they're bringing
start
a body
playing,
in.
Say,
bodies.
Start styling and profiling like Ric Flair. Somebody's got his sunglasses on right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's it. There you go. Saving the season.
Yeah, Taven Bryan.
Well done.
Yeah. Kyle Hamilton says the defense needs to run and hit better.
I wouldn't say that. I mean, maybe a few plays here and there. And not making excuses. I mean, those few plays win and lose the game, so we got to do it 100% of the time. But I don't think it's anything that we have to. We're trying to reinvent the wheel. You just got to go play football. It's probably not a good answer, but you know, it's running and it's hitting, and we got to run and hit better.
Yeah, he struggled. I think what I was trying to say earlier, he struggled to find answers to the questions because. I think at one point he said, like, this is not like last year where we were in the wrong position a lot. We're not making plays. Like, there were some, especially when they had the Eddie Jacksons and Marcus Williams of the world in there a year ago, there were guys that weren't in the right place. This isn't that. They're just getting beat.
Dude, they they're bad defense.
You're 30th in the NFL.
Humphrey
said that.
You try to couch this a bunch of different ways. Go watch what Buffalo did to them, and we'll watch Buffalo the rest of the year. Like, I don't think you're going to find another stretch this season where Buffalo in one quarter of football is able to run 30-some plays and be that efficient, and you know it's a pass every time, and them to completely fillet you like that. I mean, they did a number on the Jets. They didn't have a 15-minute stretch where they did that to the Jets. Like, you saw them against Miami. Miami, look, the last touchdown is because of Tua.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, they weren't lighting Miami up. They don't push the ball downfield at all. They carved these kids. They came back from two scores down without explosive pass plays.
And just went up and down the field at will. And that's exactly what we saw.
You got massive. I mean, like, they're kind of talking like there's this great defense there, and they just got to scratch a few layers of soot off. No. There's no there. Your scheme's only going to take you so far.
Coming up next, we want to hear from the people. Have you flushed this game? Are you still stung by the performance Monday night against the Lions? And how do you feel about looking forward to Kansas City? Somehow the Ravens are 2.5-point favorites in that game at
Chiefs
Kansas City. 410-583-1057. Your thoughts on the Ravens as they start getting ready for the Chiefs this afternoon. We hear from the people next here on The Fan.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.